Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They were doing. But the one play on the fourth down, you get it, nobody criticizes you. That's coaching. You don't get it, we criticize. And we analyze what happened. But he said to me, Mike, he said, Kirby, this criticism that James Franklin is getting is completely different. And you're right. And I think, Mike, you pointed this out. When you look at those numbers, Kirby's in a completely different league.
I mean, look, Kirby's been to the mountaintop. James Franklin's in the foothills. Okay, I mean, Penn State, he's inherited a team which now recruits at a super high level, puts guys in the NFL, including some of the best defensive players, but he doesn't maximize the talent, and he coaches talent. Doesn't a team take on the personality of his coach at times? Could
Absolutely.
You argue, and this is where we can get off in the weeds, but does Kirby get tight for Alabama and his players feel it? I don't know. We'll dive into that with Mike Griffith later in the week.
If this happens again, though,
right. Well,
then you have to say yes.
Glenn Schumann, I mean, why aren't you aggressive in the beginning of the game? Because you don't trust your secondary. And I get it. They still nearly gave up the big home run ball. But you spot Tennessee 14, you spot Alabama 14, then you tighten it up and get aggressive in the second half. You limit Alabama to 0 points, but the damage is already done.
Right.
And then we can get into, shouldn't you just either get your best play and get your players in position as opposed to rushing with two freshman linemen off to the weak side with the fifth best offensive – the sixth best offensive weapon you've got. Cash is a nice story, but I think I'm like, off the top of my head, four other guys I want holding the football. So to me, it's a brain drain. It's taking it away. The other landscape things that everyone else is dealing with in college football, NIL, transfer portal, you can't stack five-star talent like you did for back-to-back natties. Like that, Georgia's not dead, guys, but their coaches are going to have to coach their butts off to maximize the talent they do have. Because it's going to get tougher and tougher. Carl, I mean, we always assume, I never assumed Georgia was going to run the table this year. I always thought one or two losses were certainly inevitable.
Yeah, I certainly don't think anybody, even if they do, and Ohio State is probably a team that may have the best shot, that's not an indicator of the one or two lost teams that may be in the playoff or will be, and that they're not national championship caliber teams. All right, before Kirby, you know, got into these close games or you know, talking about this era of college football, this is what fundamentally has changed, and this is. I want you to hear this, Big O. Kirby talking about how these close games, and if you look around college football, it's true. You're still getting blowouts, but you're also in these very competitive, highly competitive games with two big brand names. This is where we're going to be. And the irony for me, Mike, is for years, a lot of the lesser teams didn't have the chance because of what you just said. My third team guy could start on this team, but he's not because right. He can't go anywhere because he knows if he transfers, he's got to sit out a year, so he's going to stick it out. Now guys are out, and what that does is it allows the Vandys of the world to have that third string guy that would have started or not started on an Alabama team or a Georgia team to be a starter because he's not going to wait. All right, here's Kirby talking about these close games.
They're not perfect. I mean, I'm telling you guys, this is the new era of what we're going to see. There's games like that all over college football, and they're going to continue to be. And you know what? They got to go play a good team next week. We got to go play a good team next week. It's just what it is.
Yeah, and he's talking about, by the way, Alabama-Vandy this week. Bama's a 10-point favorite, at least to start. We'll see where it is on Friday. But you know what that number used to be?
Right. 14, 17,
At 21. At least. I mean, you said Alabama-Vandy, and you were like, don't win by 28. 10 points?
But that just shows you. If you have your NIL, you know, your group of boosters, everybody's in the same direction. We just talked about it earlier. The Arkansas athletic director basically goes in his press conference and says, hey, man, if you heard our trustees meeting, between what we pay the coaches, their assistants, no, I could not give Sam Pittman the tools he needs to win. Mm. Their own athletic director said that, you know. And now Petrino will get his crack, and already you got players on social media saying they're not happy about it because they love Pittman. But, you know, Petrino's always lurking, waiting, judging.
Is this going to be an exodus, though, for all those players?
I think some guys will try to ride it out. I don't know. I mean, are guys going to walk right now and jump in the portal? I just read a local article from Little Rock TV station saying that's the fear. So now here's the thing. Mr. Charisma, Petrino's got to go win over the hearts and minds. He's already been there as a offensive coordinator.
Right.
But not sure that these guys are going to buy into what he's selling.
I don't either. Here's, by the way, we're talking about James Franklin. And look, what we're talking about, big scheme of things, whether it's Georgia or anybody else, Georgia Tech guys, just the landscape of college football and where things are and how much more competitive it is. Franklin has been criticized to the ump degree.
He's 4-19 against top 10 teams in his career.
Well, the crazy thing is, Mike, it's he beats – The unranked teams, he wins the games he's supposed to. But these are the games you have to find a way to win. And he hasn't done enough of that. And by the way, that was a great game last Saturday night. Overtime, and people are like, well, Oregon started a freshman quarterback. He's a sophomore. They should have won this game, over a kid like that. This kid was so poised. Dante Moore was incredible. Here's Franklin talking about these big games.
I kind of look at the entire picture. I get that narrative, and it's really not a narrative. It's factual. It's the facts. I get it. But I try to look at the entire picture and what we've been able to do here. But at the end of the day, we got to find a way to win those games. And I take ownership, and I take responsibility.
Yeah.
And he does. Look, he's a good recruiter. As I said, he's loaded. This was the year that, and again, it may still be, just like with Georgia. Season's not over. Just feels like it because he's got the record thing. Kirby's got the Alabama thing. He's got the 4-21 thing against top 10 teams. 4-19 since he's gone to Happy Valley. But you're right. You beat up on the Sisters of the Poor, the bottom feeders of the Big Ten. You play Ohio State and Michigan. It generally doesn't go your way.
No. And now add Oregon to that because now the expansion of – and I'll tell you this. I don't know. I haven't looked at their schedule. USC's not going to be an easy out. Like all of a sudden, some of these West Coast teams, they were like, in the weeds a little bit. They've come about. All right. Shifting gears, because Connor Riley is coming up here in just a few, and we want you to hear what he had to say about where the dogs are, and I think it's important for fans to kind of take a step back and go, all right, is our team going to be there this year? And there's a good chance they could be, but there's also a good chance, Mike, they may not be as talented or as good as we thought they were. We will see. Trae Young, camp has started. The Hawks are on the floor. My team is on the floor, and that includes a team that's being revamped with Nikhil Alexander-Walker, which was a huge pickup. They drafted Asa Newell. Last year, Onyeka Okongwu had a coming-out party, and I think he proved he was the guy that they wanted to keep, and they did. Clint Capella ends up leaving, and we kind of figured that. But Porzingis and the development of Rishai Shea, Mike, who was the number one overall pick, and now you go Trey. You add Luke Kennard, one of the best three-point shooters in the league. You have versatility and options.
Right, and you got defense. So when we worry about Trey going up against – well, now, granted, half the athletic point guards are banged up in the Eastern Conference this next season. But one of the things we've talked about is the liability Trey has been at times. You can't have it all, and that's fine. Jalen Brunson's not exactly an elite defender for the Knicks. But now you got better defenders around Trey in the half court. And I know you brought it up earlier, the one comment we had from a couple of people brought it up. Do we still have the big rim protector, though? Do we have that guy, or is it going to be by committee?
By committee. Look, I think you have our athleticism has gone up. Asa Newell, Muhammad Gay, who you saw a little bit of last year, Okongwu, Rishai Shea, Porzingis, all these guys can block shots. All these guys are long. So it's not one big. This isn't Patrick Ewing in the lane just waiting on guys to come in there and block shots. This isn't Dream. But I think most of the league is playing this way, and I think it's by committee. It's not a traditional center in the sense of seeing a guy in there just command things, Mike, and throwing everything out of the rim. But Trae Young, do you think Trae is upset about this contract? Let's talk about that.
I think he's, like, again, anybody else who's put the work in over the years, he wants to be, you know, taken care of. The thing is, the Hawks don't have to do anything. We were worried about if you didn't improve the quality of the team after this season, he's got the chance to opt out. He'll still make more money, correct me if I'm wrong, with the Supermax.
He will.
He'll make more money here than elsewhere. And I do think if you're the Hawks, I don't blame Anse Salih to say, hey, let's see how you do with the best talent you've had since 21, and let's go be a four seed. Let's not be in the play-in. Let's get you back to building your brand, which I think he can do here. And I think if Porzingis, the X factor is how many games does Porzingis play? And how do you manage that to get you to the important games in April and May? But I do think if you're the Hawks, you're playing it the right way. I think Trae puts it out there. I don't have any problem with it. His agent says, hey, let it be known. But I don't think it means Trey's going to sulk or anything. Or we're going to have Trae, you know, throwing a hissy fit.
No, I agree. Let me say this, and I want to kind of lay this out for our fans as we get ready for, I think, is going to be a very interesting and fun upcoming NBA season. He's eligible to sign a four-year, $229 million extension up until next June 30th, okay? At that point, if he is all NBA this year, that number goes up to $345 million.
Bingo.
Okay? So that is the supermax if he's named all NBA. Now you're going to go, well, first team? Doesn't matter. First, second, or third. He just led the league in assists on a team that wasn't as talented as the one that he's rolling into the season with this year. Is he going to lead the league in assists next year? Don't know. But, Mike, if an extension is not reached, here's the kicker. He becomes a free agent next summer, and that's only if he declines the $49 million player option. Let me give you a hint. He's going to decline. $49 million is a lot of money, but guys in the league now at his level are making $59, $69, $65. So this is a number that sounds incredible, but Mike, he's going to decline that player option for $26, $27, and then he moves on. So this is the decision, $229, $345. Those are the numbers we're talking about. Here's Trae Young talking about the situation.
I don't know the words disappointment. I mean, maybe, for sure. I mean, for me, like, I'm so focused. I'm more happy about the team that we got going into the season. For me, I'm blessed, bro. Like, I wasn't stressing about anything. If something happened, it happened. If it didn't, I mean, I still got, you know, time. And obviously, everybody knows what my situation is going into the future. So for me, I'm focused on this team. I'm focused on right now. I'm blessed. I got a great team going into the season, one that, I mean, you can't really say I've had, you know what I'm saying? So I'm even more excited about that. And so who knows what the future is for me. But right now I'm here and I'm present, like me and Coach have been talking about. So I'm excited about it and I'm ready to go.
Maturity and a question about his contract. He spent 10% of the answer on talking about his contract. He spent 90% talking about his teammates, how that's excited right. He is about this team. So that's the stuff that, you know, when we used to argue with some of this, why you want Trae's jock? I go, well, this is what I wanted a couple years back. Here it is. You know, and he's good and he's ready to rock. Now, Jalen Johnson, can he stay healthy? Because I thought it was great. Zach Langley, who covers the Hawks, he put it on Twitter. He was at the media day. Asked Jalen Johnson about working out with LeBron James this offseason.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And what he took from it. He said it's crazy how humble he is. Talking about LeBron. He said it's kind of surreal to be on the floor with him and just everything you get from working with LeBron, the chosen one. Now, if Jalen can stay healthy with all the other things you talked about, the pieces we've added, that's a powerful package. And yes, it is what it is. The Eastern Conference, this is the year it's ripe for the picking because of the injuries to the stars. Let's go get it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.